Why did the millennial cross the road?
I don't know why.
To get away from the crashed economy.
And
this is Stranger Still.
That's,
there you go.
That's too close to home.
Consider yourselves millennials?
Yeah.
I do. I think it gets looked at as a dirty word. I don't think it's really something that's negotiable, is it? Isn't it just like an age thing? Like if you're in the
yeah, if you're up to 34, yeah. Is it?
It's not like a label that we.
Yeah, it's not. It's not like I identify as a millennial. It's just like,
I'm a millennial.
Just, like I've
been a millennial for 3 days now. No.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Well, let's hop into the show. Should we?
Yeah.
So welcome to Stranger Still. It's a podcast where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
I'm John Began.
And I'm Nick Wood. And with us today, we have two super awesome, super funny guests. We've got Ja'Cory.
Hey, what's going on?
And Arthur.
Hey. Hi.
And Do you guys want to tell people your deal? I don't know. I don't know. You guys are producers for The Young Turks.
Yeah, so I'm a director for The Young Turks. I direct a few shows on the network, the main show being one of them. Ja'Cory and Arthur is another show I partake in. Yeah.
And I'm an assistant producer, so I just prepare like the pictures and the videos that they want to be shown on the different network shows, and I edit the main show for the members. And
nice.
Yeah, that's the gist of what I do.
Busy guys. And the reason we brought them on the show is because today we're going to talk about millennials. And I figured this was a good topic for Ja'Cory and Arthur. Having watched a lot of TYT, there's a lot of talk of millennials. And it's a big deal right now, I think.
Yeah, also, Nick and I know we've let a lot of people on for a long time. This is, what, our, like, 60th episode or something? We're both in our 40s, and we thought that the easiest way to trap some real-life millennials on a show was to, like, have them participate as guests.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got you.
Perfect.
Oh, cool.
It's a trap.
We take off our masks now.
Every time. No, I don't... No. I've always been of the school of thought that above 18, you're in the same class and able to kind of partake in the same conversations and learn from each other in the same school of thought. I think maybe intergenerationally you have some problems sometimes because you're just in different worlds, whether it's like school and sports versus paying a house and a mortgage. But like once you're over like a certain age and you're kind of like taking care of your own life, it's, you know, we're all in the same battle. You know, we all got similar struggles. I don't
Which
know.
Is a, this is a great pretext because they're probably going to get pretty destructive in the next few paragraphs.
As I was researching this, I got like really heated up, so I'm gonna try to suppress that heat as much as I can, but millennials are ruining everything, right?
Yeah,
so that's what I want to talk about,
right.
So what are millennials in your guys's purview, in your opinion?
We're an age group who hates golf, napkins,
sure, bar soap,
just name it. I hate it. Hate bubbles because of the housing bubble.
Uh-huh.
Can't stand bubbles.
Yeah.
I'm actually allergic to bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's genetic.
Both housing bubbles, blown bubbles, and the Powderpuff Girl bubbles.
Dude, yeah. Powerpuff Girls is the best.
Yes.
They added a fourth one.
Yeah, they're adding. It's coming
soon. Okay, I thought it happened.
Sorry, I'm a cartoon expert. You might know me from another podcast called Limited Cell.
plug.
No, I was always confused because I thought millennial was like a Gen Y. Like, I'd always heard of them referred to as Gen Y, and I feel like millennial started to become sort of derogatory towards people of our generation.
Totally.
Yeah.
I hate hearing it. Unironically, and I heard one of my coworkers say he's, I don't know if he's a baby boomer or a Gen X, but he used it unironically, and it just boiled my blood.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. The one definition that I did find was anyone who came into adulthood around the 20th century. is a millennial. So I didn't really find an age range. Like you said, maybe 34 or something like that. Pretty much any... Sorry, not the 20th century. The 21st century. That's 1,000 years of difference. my bad. But I also feel like it's just a vague blanket term just to make us feel bad for being the age that we are.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I feel like I'm completely misguided in this whole conversation, guys, because mm-hmm. I thought that we were going to be talking about Will Smith's son new album, Millennialum.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
is that so? I don't see why these two topics have to be mutually exclusive. I think.
Yeah, we could probably work those in.
If Will Smith's son's album isn't the epitome of our generation, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Getting Fidget with It is probably my favorite track off of that whole album.
I don't know if you're kidding or not, but regardless, whoever came up with that, that's clever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a John OG.
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer for this, so I wanted to pose it to you guys. Where do you feel like the hatred for millennials comes from?
Fox News. What's the next paragraph?
Next question. Everything evil comes from Fox News. Nah. On my end, I think it's... First things first, we are the easy scapegoat. We're just coming into our own as far as having a voice. Mm-hmm. We weren't a large part of the conversation up until the last decade. We're still establishing our place in the conversation and how we fit into the pieces. Also, we're kind of dealing with the effects of things left over from our parents' generation. I think that's one thing that's always largely ignored. We're kind of, you know what I mean, as almost as if the presidents are, you know what I mean? They're very much so left to deal with the effects of their predecessors and not really given a fair shake, at least, you know, in the public point of view, I think.
I think that's entirely fair. That's one thing I was going to get to later was... baby boomers in around that time frame cry a lot about millennials for having been the people that raised them, which is always really weird to me. If you say that millennials are killing all these industries and ruining the earth and ruining the United States, who put them on the earth?
Yeah. Sorry to simplify and maybe even compare us to dogs, but it always reminds me of the dog owners that are like, oh, my dog just like chewed through my couch, chewed through all my chairs, chewed through all my things, oh, tore up all my clothes. Like, oh, maybe you should think about training it. No, I mean, my dog's a good dog, you know. It's got some issues. It's okay to admit it, but you know, those issues come from somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't get it before, and now I do. I have 11 dogs in my house right now, so.
And they pee all over the place.
No, I go through a lot of paper towels, we'll say that.
Well.
But yeah,
you're killing the napkin industry by doing that.
Yeah, but I'm saving the paper towel industry. So, yeah, 100%. You have to take responsibility for things like that. You can't just ignore it and overlook it. Jacory, you're right.
So, the main thing, though, is we are killing every single industry ever. Right? Millennials? Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Just making sure. What is your favorite thing you've ever heard that millennials are killing?
I think I watched a clip yesterday with Anna and Brett. And what was it that I started writing this stuff down? Besides napkins. Napkins is great. Because, I mean, it's true. How many times really have innocent. You... I just have barbecue sauce all over my legs all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just dripping. I'm actually dripping in mustard right now.
Yeah. I see. I wish that we had, you know... I wish there's a video podcast so you could see your hands. You guys both have condiments all over your fingers.
Yep.
And it's out of spite, too. I would use a napkin, but...
Just because I hate them so much.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even think of any napkin brands. Otherwise, I was going to make a joke about that.
Bounty? You're not a big Bounty guy?
Those are paper towels.
You think they don't branch out?
See, this guy's so on brand. He's still pitching paper towel brands. We're supposed to be talking about napkins.
I've been trying to get a sponsorship from Bounty for a very long time. If not, Viva Vantage.
Yeah.
Not the Viva Life. The Viva Vantage brand. The one with the extra expanding pores.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, they know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have Viva Vantage upstairs, dude. Six pack, 8 equals 12.
Expanding pores.
Oh, they do. When you have 11 dogs at your house, you know all about the expanding pores.
What about you guys? What's your favorite thing that millennials are killing?
Stores like Macy's, JCPenney.
Department stores, right?
Yeah, like department stores.
Walmart.
Applebee's was listed.
Yeah, chain restaurants is awesome.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
R.I.P.
Yeah, because those are boring. Like, it's very, like, just basic. It's not exciting. It's just like, let's just go here. It's one of those kind of places. Like,
totally.
I don't know where to go. Let's just go here.
Which was like...
The food is subpar.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like... But it's like a standard you could at least like adhere to. You know, I get it. I totally understand the appeal of like chain restaurants. When there's... Yeah. Especially when you're exhausted throughout the work week and you want to have a good meal and be, you know, for you know the sake of it, for you want to be served, you go to a place and, you know, I don't want to take any chances. Like, I don't want to, you know, try a place that's not, you know, guaranteed to be at least decent, like, have a standard.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, as a standard, Chili's has a standard. Those baby back ribs taste the same in Boston, New York, Kentucky.
Nice.
You
know what
I
mean? Yeah.
Yep. You can guarantee it. So, you know, I totally, I get it.
I used to be in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in New York, and we would go to Applebee's to get a half-price appetizers after every show.
Yeah.
Mostly because I didn't smell enough like garlic, and I wanted to work on that.
Yeah.
But also because they're cheap. But now that I'm in the Midwest, because we're in Iowa, it is brutal with chains. There's like nothing but chains, so I think we have some time to catch up to start hating on them.
We're getting better.
It's getting a little better because I became vegan when I moved here, so
which
that's
is the dumbest idea in the Midwest.
Yeah, really tough.
Yeah, was moving the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So my question is, you talked about chain restaurants and like Macy's and stuff. Is that such a bad thing that all these people need to get up in arms that these industries are going away?
Depends on who's owning them, right?
Well, yeah, because we're not eating. We're still eating. We're just going to like local restaurants instead, or local shops. We're not going to Walmart because we don't want to support that. We're going to mom and pop now.
Right.
Yeah, and besides that, like, I mean, I could speak as a vegan. I only eat cage-free vegetables, gluten-free, hormone-free, cruelty-free.
We get it.
Open range.
You're better than us.
Right.
We get it. You know?
That's basically what I'm trying to get at.
So we talk a lot about napkins, but I found some stats. Because this is so funny to me. Only 56% of shoppers said that they had bought napkins. Like, I think it was in the last 6 months or something like that, 6 weeks. While 86% said they bought paper towels. So millennials are using paper towels instead of napkins. Which I do. I'm not going to lie. And that's because sometimes with napkins, you get those really crappy ones that just, like, push stuff around. They don't actually
clean.
Do anything.
Yeah.
So it's always safer just to get paper towels.
Sparkle!
What?
You know what? I don't even care. Sparkle. I'm going to call Sparkle out right now because I've been mad about them for a pretty long time. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. It's
chest.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Let's talk about it.
I'm going to cut you off right there.
Yeah, I'm going to try to calm down.
I got a bunch of these stats from Business Insider. It was a pretty negative article about things that millennials are killing. They also talked about restaurant chains like Hooters. We're killing those.
Restaurant
chains.
Like I've never
heard
that term before.
I've never heard restaurant
until I saw this
that
article.
That is gold.
I think it's fine that we're not objectifying women while we're eating.
I don't know. Now that I hear the word restaurant, I kind of want to bring them back.
Yeah, no. I'm working on it. Ready? So we have a restaurant, but it's strictly like chicken breasts and turkey breasts. Like it's focused on like lean white meat.
Restaurant.
Like restaurant. You know what I mean? Like so the term stays, but the objectification goes, you know?
That is perfect.
It's a win-win.
We need to TM. Patent that. And put it in the copyright.
Well, now we can't release this episode. We have to put in an envelope and mail it to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Held up in court. obviously, the home ownership industry, the home industry, whatever you want to call it, is going to the wayside because it's too expensive, and millennials just can't pay for that crap.
Yep.
In Iowa, it's not so bad.
Yeah, we got lucky.
If you leave the Midwest, though, you're kind of screwed.
Yep.
Or even go south. Another one of my favorite ones was bars of soap. 60% of people ages 18 to 24 said they still felt dirty after using bars of soap, so they just don't buy soap.
Who did that study?
I don't know.
Wow. What are they replacing soap with? I don't...
Like gels.
Oh, okay.
They just don't use the bar soaps.
Oh.
So they use like gels or shower gels.
Nice little like a kilo of Axe.
I can attest to that. And what I hope it is it's killing the cheap soap industry. Because cheap soap definitely leaves like a residue on your skin.
It does, and I use my parents' soap, and like when I stay there to watch their dogs or something, and I always feel like there's just something on me when I use their soap.
Yeah, it's like slimy.
Yeah, very sticky.
Soap slime.
No, like I can just slide across their hardwood floors like 30 feet after taking a shower. How about the diamonds industry? We're killing the diamonds industry, and that's one that I'm like, yes, let's kill it.
The diamond industry has killed
choice of words,
people, so we kill it, I guess.
Thank you, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jimon Hansu. You know, without Blood Diamond, I'm not sure we would have had a chance against the blood diamond industry, you know?
Yeah. They are way too big. And
that was meant to be a joke, disgusting. But it was so real.
It sounded real.
No, that's the problem, is that it is so real. Last one I got is fabric softener. So kind of a left turn here, but Downy said that their sales dropped 26%, and their head people think that it's because, quote, people don't know what it's for. I know what it's for. It just ruins my clothes faster.
Well, yeah, the other thing is, like, who wants to be soft? I want to be, like, a big manly man.
Millennials are hardened people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right. I just want to toughen my skin.
Sometimes I put my shirts in the freezer, too, so I could just, like...
Yeah, Ja'Cory wants an exoskeleton.
Yeah, my goal is to get my entire body to look like the palm of my hands. Like, just really, like, just rough and callous.
The truth is that millennials are the lowest paid generation in the workforce right now. That's facts.
Winners.
And I think I saw a video, again on TYT, just plugging you guys. I think Anna said that 70% of college graduates graduate with student debt. That's absurd. So we just don't have money to, like, be going out and buying designer handbags. That's another industry that we're ruining.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have money to go buy houses.
Yeah.
We just don't have money to spend willy-nilly.
We have one golf ball, and if it goes in a lake, that's our career.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're screwed. We're also not going to pay for the stupid golf club fees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the boomers expect us to pay for all this crap. And the other truth is the boomers will say, well, if you don't like it, then go vote. They outnumber us significantly, except for voting in 2016. We outnumbered them, which is great. Yeah. That is fantastic. But for the most part, they're going to outvote us because they're just so populous that why even go out and vote? I'm not saying that is my perspective, but I feel like that is some millennials' perspective.
Yeah.
And as we saw in 2016, I feel like that's starting to shift, which is great. Love it.
Yeah. With the wealth of information, the market gets saturated. So I think with so much information being available about politics and whatever else you're interested in, it's easy to not pay attention to it, as easy as it is to pay attention to it, if that makes sense.
For me, I didn't give a crap until maybe like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's like, hey, we're going to a Bernie rally.
Yeah.
And we went down to Marion, which is a town over here, and mm-hmm. it was like me and like 10 other people. Yeah. And then again and again,
and
I saw him,
like,
a
high five.
Yeah. I told him, I gave him a high five because he gave my cousin a high five. So
it's a long story.
Yeah. But then I met him like 3 or 4 times after that. Another time I met him with my girlfriend, and he's going around with Jane. And I said, hey, can you take a picture of us? And he's like, Sure, come here. And we go over, and I handed him my phone, and I posed with my girlfriend. And he goes, no, forget it. He handed me my phone back. She's like, no, he's just kidding. He's an idiot. Please, come back. I ended up taking a picture with him. But I trolled Bernie. It. Poor little guy.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by that.
But now, like, yeah, so since then, I decided I joined TYT, so that I'm a member for you guys, and I watch every day.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.
I watch it every day, but I'm not a member. I'm sorry, guys.
No, wow.
Oh, well, yeah, we cannot be. You're also not a vegan, and yeah.
I have this look of disappointment from both Ja'Cory and Arthur. They just want to murder me now.
I'm sorry. Did you say you were a feet guy? Is that what you said?
I'm not a member like he is. I'm sorry. Oh, that's what I said.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I missed something.
I think it's a vegan or something.
A vegan?
Okay. I said vegan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Vegan.
That's
okay.
Probably
way better than us.
Right. I was explaining how much better I am than everyone. It's,
right.
It's his thing. It's his thing.
My last name is Vegan, so my grandma calls me a freaking vegan.
That's strong. So I like brand that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. We're getting it on a t-shirt.
We're not. But we should.
You're talking about how much information there is out there now. And I feel like that's important to talk about because we statistically are the smartest generation right now. I mean, because whatever comes after us are babies right now. But we are about 7% smarter than boomers. And I believe that's based on
the fact, like, that they don't know how to turn the internet on. I think that makes it at least 6%
and
of it.
Fox News off.
Yeah.
No, I think it's based on, like, level of education completion. We are 7% higher at a high school level than boomers were. So we're smarter than them. So high five, guys.
Yeah. Woo! High fives all around.
Swinging arms.
We'll add sound effects for that later. Don't worry. Really good, solid, like.
They didn't give each other real high fives either. No one gave each other real high fives.
It's folly work.
But I feel like that is the source of a lot of this hatred and it sounds kind of maybe conceited to say, but that knowledge creates fear in individuals that don't have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where that hatred comes from.
Right. Like, we've talked about it, too, that this is something that's always going on and probably will always go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the Neanderthals were mad that the humans had the fidget spinner and razor scooter trends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were killing the dinosaur industry.
Yeah. You're mixing up your Flintstones.
Okay.
Humans didn't live during dinosaur times.
I'm not a scientist, Nick. This is your researching job. What's next?
I also wanted to point out that millennials are saving libraries because they're on a downturn, but millennials like going to libraries, so we're saving those.
Okay.
Which is great. I'm getting these things from Mashable with sources. And we take less vacation time to pick up the slack of baby boomers.
Hmm.
And also because we need money. Which is just some more stats of things that millennials are doing right. Baby boomers. We're not all crappy. I wanted to say a different word, but I didn't.
I appreciate the censorship.
I found an article on the Odyssey Online that put together a great list of just some things that if we're entitled crybabies, why are baby boomers crying about these things? I just wanted to go through these real fast. Like when Mall of America hosted their first black Santa Claus.
Mm.
They threw a fit. When the cast of Hamilton at the end of their performance made that speech about the LGBTQ plus community, they threw a hissy fit. The whole Starbucks cups fiasco. Like, just let it go. It's a cup. For your $4 coffee. Saying happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Marriage equality. Peaceful protests. Equal rights for all races and equal pay for all genders and races. So why are they all throwing these fits if we're the crybabies and the entitled ones?
Because it's scary.
Scary?
I think change is scary, probably, right?
Are you guys afraid of change?
No, I'm not afraid of it. It has to happen. Like, why would you want to stay the same? Why would you want it to be the same? Like, it's nice to have, like, a change.
Yeah, just because things are going away doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we're going to say that we're killing industries, I also want to be fair to boomers and talk about things that they killed. Some industries that they did away with.
Yeah,
like Milkman. Whatever happened to them?
Yeah.
We don't need those anymore. They almost killed the Postal Service. We don't have switchboard operators anymore. We don't have door-to-door salesmen.
Oh.
We don't have lamp lighters.
We need to start getting mad about that, because I don't remember the last time that I got up in arms and protested about the milkman industry.
Yeah.
The milkman jobs.
Yeah.
And milkman lives matter? Is that insensitive? Probably shouldn't say that.
Milkman.
I like it.
Milk people matter.
Milk people matter. That's what it is. I was like,
we're on the verge of it.
There you go. Get that on a t-shirt. Don't get that on a t-shirt. the thing that you had alluded to before was that they had caused so much fiascos for us that now we have to deal with them, like the housing market crash in 2008. We have to clean that up, and now we're dealing with it, and we can't afford homes because of it. I guess the only other point I wanted to make with that is, when those industries and those jobs went away, did those people just become homeless?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
No, they found new jobs.
They just immediately they lost their jobs. Milkmen cannot rejoin the economy. They're no longer valid employees, and that's it. That's the end of the road for those people.
Maybe you probably haven't noticed it in the Midwest, but I know I've seen, like, Ja'Cory has stuff on his Instagram page too. Just people in full milk people outfits in the streets, holding their jugs out.
Yeah,
it's sad.
It's really sad in Los Angeles specifically with the drought. They're really struggling with the milk people in the streets is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
The other problem too is, like, how often can you just drink nothing but milk? They've all got mustaches and they're overgrown because they can't afford razors. They're milk mustaches.
Yeah. They all just have that, like, crusted milk mustache. It's just so
gross.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have it if they could help it, man. But, you know, they're doing the best they can.
I shouldn't have said gross. That was very insensitive.
Sure. Kind of, yeah. Please.
Milk people matter.
Milk people matter.
Milk people matter, Nick. Come on, you
It's on your shirt.
Well, yeah. It's hard to keep those white uniforms so white. You know, indeed. They just pour more milk on it, but it turns yellow over time.
Yeah, gross. Starts to smell like sour cream after a couple of days.
Yeah. You open the room, like the door to the room that they're in, and you're just like, oh,
yeah. Milk people, man.
No, well, the point I wanted to make was that these people found jobs. So if these industries are going away, something's going to replace it.
Absolutely. Like
if that didn't happen, our unemployment rate would be like 90%.
Right. and if not, I think another conversation that often goes unnoticed or underappreciated, rather, is if we do start eliminating enough jobs to where we don't need everyone in the workforce, that's when we have like excess people. We can start focusing on arts and sciences, and we can advance those faster. Like, you know, like we have
chasing your dreams.
Start talking about things like base living wages and stuff. If you know, you're overflowing with workers to feed the economy, you know.
Yeah. But, I think that actually sounds really great.
Yeah.
I want to chase my dreams.
Mm. I'm not into dreams.
Oh.
I like that. I'm only happy when I'm unhappy.
So you're into nightmares?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, people like horror movies?
Yeah, we do. We did a podcast about that last year.
During October month.
Yeah. So if you guys will indulge me, I want to play a quick game with you. And this is, I'm going to list off 10 things that millennials are killing. All of these are reported by somebody, by a newspaper or magazine or news outlet in general. And I want you to tell me if they are in the top 10 Google searches for millennials are killing blank.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the first one I have is millennials are killing lunch.
Yep.
What do you guys think? Top 10.
Yeah, I'll take top 10. I'll take top 10.
I'll go with the two.
Yeah, it is. If I remember correctly, it was number 2.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Shout out brunch 2 times.
That's fair.
Brunch is like one of the best meals ever created.
I had brunch yesterday at a vegan place.
Where?
What place?
Trumpet Blossom. The only reason I say vegan place because it's the only vegan place in Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a nice Bloody Mary. I had a falafel waffle.
Nice. Oh, it sounds so delicious.
I hope I got the accent right. Falafel waffle.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
My wife just likes them because they have mimosas. She doesn't
care
about the food.
That's what my girlfriend has. So. Yeah.
The second one I have here is millennials are killing the Olympics.
I'm going to say that's 16 or 17.
Yeah, that's low. That's low on the list and hopefully untrue.
Man, maybe this game is too easy because you guys are right. It was not on the top 10.
The other options were really smart. So
yeah. What about millennials are killing Applebee's?
Top 10.
Really?
I think so.
Specific?
I don't know. There's a lot of Applebee's fans out there.
Yes,
half-price apps, dude.
It is on the top
10. Yeah.
You guys are right. It's on the top 10.
I was struggling with that one, though, because I was like, who cares about Applebee's? But it's like, maybe a lot. Maybe some other people do, yeah.
The challenger too specific did rattle me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
Well, here's the thing. Everyone, all of our older listeners are going to be like, spinach dip. All the podcast.
Where else am I going to get mildly hot boneless buffalo wings?
I need it lukewarm.
That's gross.
That's so accurate.
Sorry, I got to tell this quick story. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings for my birthday, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And half of our food came out cold because it took him a half an hour to take our appetizer order and an hour to take our actual order. Maybe it was another half an hour. But a half an hour after that, we finally got our food.
Right. But they compensate. You could get extra celery stick if you ask.
They compensated us by giving us one free snack-size boneless wing.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That's just... there's actually no chicken in that. It's just a little fried nugget of flour.
That's disgusting. But you're probably right.
That means I could probably eat there then. Yeah.
Calm down. How about millennials are killing serendipity?
Serendipity.
I mean, I did like that movie very much, but I don't know if we...
Yeah, I think that was on its decline before we got into the picture. Hmm.
That might be fair.
Not top 10, yeah.
Not top 10, I agree with Arthur.
Yeah, not top 10.
Dang, you guys are good. This is way too easy, yeah. Not on the top 10. How about millennials are killing the Home Depot?
Ooh, top 10.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with top 10.
Ooh, I got you guys.
Damn.
Oh,
wow.
The correct answer was Lowe's.
Yeah. No. Lowe's wasn't on there either. But a big thing is that apparently millennials are killing home improvement stores.
Yeah.
So it's too specific.
You know why? Because
we can't buy homes.
Tim Allen isn't around anymore to go.
Yeah. So also, he's deeply conservative.
Yes, he is. How about millennials are killing the beer industry?
I'm gonna. The only reason I think this is because I could picture some dumb BuzzFeed article about wine and how much wine we're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a tough one.
That is a very tough one.
I say top ten.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with top ten.
Yeah, you guys are right. Part of it is because of wine, and the other part is homebrews.
Oh, okay.
So
wait, what was this like?
Thanks, homebrews. Thanks, Portland.
Oh, okay. Homebrew.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How about millennials are killing America?
Is that number like zero?
Yeah. That's just the homepage of Google.
That's ground zero. Yeah. Foxnews.com. Boom.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. Definitely is. Damn. How about millennials are killing the Hangout sitcom?
Oh, God.
Hangout sitcom.
The Hangouts, like
Friends.
Okay, well, hold on a sec. I think we probably watch more Friends than people older than us. Probably. Not me specifically, but that's like a trendy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we define Hangout sitcom? So, like, Friends?
Big Bang Seinfeld? Theory, maybe?
Seinfeld. Okay,
I would say Big Bang Theory.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Okay.
Like, very formulaic, like, those comedies, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it's a real thing, but not top 10. And I'm going to say probably because we binge-watched, they're going to say they binge-watched Marvel Netflix shows and stuff. You know? Mm-hmm.
They watch Stranger Things instead, which is better than Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
No, it's not in the top 10.
Oh, well.
But it is a thing. How about McDonald's? Are we killing McDonald's?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes, we are.
Is it a top 10?
Is it a top 10? Damn. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think that's McDonald's.
I say yes too.
No, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
I would have thought that would be above Applebee's, but no.
Wow.
McDonald's is doing some innovative things with their artisanal buns.
Didn't you see, also, besides that, have you seen their hip hop commercials?
No.
I haven't.
The youth. The youth in me just, it springs me to life.
Oh my God.
Where they say, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, instead of saying it like normal human.
Yeah. Oh, man. No one says it like that. How about millennials are killing golf? We've talked about this a lot in this show. Do you think that it's in the top 10?
I think it's in the top 10.
I do think it's in the top 10.
Ooh.
We split them up, dude. Am I the tiebreaker?
Yeah, what do you think?
You're making me choose between these beautiful boys right here. No, I don't know. I'm going to go with yes, top 10.
No, yes it is.
Oh.
It is in the top 10. So I wasn't keeping score. I hope one of you guys was. Because you're going to get a prize, and that is a box of nothing.
Yeah.
Nice.
How symbolic.
Congratulations.
No, but I seriously expect the box now, though.
Yeah, I'm running out of space in my room, so that's good. I like this game.
Yeah. Box.
I could really use a box, too.
Yeah.
Got a lot of dog toys over my floor. A mess. My life's a mess, really. Is this a good place to talk about it? Let me get into it. When I was a little kid.
I got nothing else on millennials. What do you guys got anything else to talk about?
We smell nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's something that I have noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very random. It's like, oh.
I just got some native deodorant, which smells pretty good.
Yeah. I use Old Spice. What do you guys use?
I was using, what was it? Was it Gillette or one of those with the G?
Best a man can get, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. And now I'm trying Axe, and it's pretty good. But only one of them I really like, yeah.
Huh. I always, Old Spice always takes my favorite deodorant. This is, like, way weird, but Old Spice always, like, cycles out my favorite deodorants. So whenever I see them, I'll buy, like, three at a time.
Which ones?
It's right now, it's After Hours.
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
And Pure Sport.
And then I use coconut oil because...
Really?
Yeah, I actually get affected, like, I get rashes from regular deodorant.
Yeah.
I've tried quite a few, and even, like, the lighter, like, more sensitive skin ones give me rashes, and I'm also just kind of a hippie in general, and I try to
use... Dude, we need to do an episode on coconut oil.
Coconut oil. I use coconut oil for so many things. It's my life. It's my lotion. It's my hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Cooking well, you can use it on anything.
I gotta try that.
It's great.
Can I cook with it?
I use it on a puppy. There's a dog that we rescued in our at Last Hope. And he's from Egypt, and he was attacked with acid when he was a puppy.
Ooh.
He had an acid attack, so he has no fur on the back of him. He's a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
So we go up, and he's the happiest dog in the world now, and we rub his butt with coconut oil, and he wiggles, and then he licks it off of himself.
Yeah.
Whenever I smell coconut oil, all I think of is Barclay from Egypt.
So yeah. Now I just imagine Ja'Cory just, like, licking
his armpit.
Yeah, just, like, licking her armpit all day long.
I got nothing else. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, we'll do a recap.
Sure.
Do
you guys want to recap everything we talked about for us? You're putting me on the spot.
In summary, what's your takeaway, basically?
We talked about how millennials are terrible, how we're killing everything, everyone, and you guys, but not really. and that's what I got out of it. Yeah. How terrible, terrible we are.
You know what's funny is that sounds exactly like a summary that John would give.
Yeah, that's basically what I'd say. I usually get the recap at the end.
Nice.
It's basically, change is scary to people.
Yeah.
And we're at a point where we're starting to take over industries and grow up. And people that were in charge of them previously are nervous about us taking the reins. So they need to get angry about it and... they need to watch Fox News and B67, and...
I think the age went down.
Oh, did it?
I think so.
Okay. Well, change is scary. I get it. It's okay. We're going to take good care of your golf balls and all that.
We can do a little bit of plugs, I think.
Okay. Then, yes. So...
Yeah, what do you got?
You can watch us on youtube.com/JaCoryArthur.
Are you guys going to have more episodes of Ja'Cory and Arthur in the morning?
When's the next one, you said?
Yeah.
You guys just had the teaser with for the audition, right?
Yeah, that episode is actually dropping this Friday, September the
15th.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Awesome. We're super excited about it, too. Yeah. Shout out to our director, producer, camerawoman, editor, superwoman, mom, Mary. She's behind the actual camera right now, and she's everything. And Jen Ruffer is everything else. Nice. And I also have Annie Lily Holm in the studio here with me, and Julie.
Hi,
whose
everyone.
Last name I'm forgetting right now.
Are you guys in the room with the white backdrop?
Yeah, we're in Studio B, which is also where we film Think Tank.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. Cool.
And well, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
So I cut you off in your plug. So Ja'Cory and Arthur on YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/JaCoryArthur, and sometimes they play our clips during the break of the Young Turks, and that's like live at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and you can also keep up with us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I'm actually forgetting what our Instagram name is. It's at Ja'Cory.Arthur.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. And yeah, we usually update like about episodes. We like to tease a lot. We mostly tease you guys a lot, so yeah.
We're such teases.
Yeah. And yeah.
Awesome. People can find us at StrangerStillShow.com.
Yep. iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you find podcasts.
Twitter at StrangerStillShow. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook is where the most of our things happen.
Yep.
But mostly Iowa. And Iowa.
And
if
Iowa.
If you drive to
Iowa,
you'll probably find us. It's very bleak here. I'm just kidding. That's a lie. But go watch Ja'Cory and Arthur. They got really funny videos on their YouTube. I just watched them all again today.
Thank you.
Go watch TYT. It's our go-to news source. So.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for keeping me informed.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying thanks for coming on our show.
No. Okay. No. I didn't say that yet.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Thank you. Thank you for being hungry to stay informed. Without that hunger, we don't exist as a company. So without people like you, there's no people like us.
Beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on our show, guys. And I feel like we had a really great discussion. I think that will wrap it up today. I am still Nick.
I'm still John.
I'm still Jacory.
And I'm still Arthur.
Yes, I think you're the first people to do that on time. Okay. And this has been
This is Stranger Still.